You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is the first day of July of 2025. The time is 7:23, a beautiful start here in North Central Wisconsin. From our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, currently sunny skies and 64 degrees. This is the WXCO Morning Report during Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Beautiful start here. And one thing I noticed real fast here is, because I know that you probably noticed as well, I think it's the first time in a number of months that one way or another, the roads are completely opened. Not completely open, but open to a certain extent right in front of us. Because we here on Washington Street for a number of months, they have been moving down the line here in terms of doing the construction, part of the major downtown construction project. But right here in front of our studio between 3rd and 4th Street, it's been closed for quite a while, but they have one lane that's now open. So so we're moving forward as we continue into the summer. Exactly right.
Yes, it is.
How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. It's a beautiful day. Hey, first day of July, like you said.
Yep, we're midway.
It's crazy how we're just flying through the summer months.
Midway through the year 2025. Hey, we've been hearing a lot from Pat Kreitlow this morning on the budget deal in the state of Wisconsin, the Assembly and Senate Republicans and Governor Tony Evers have come to an understanding for the new state budget. Today, July the 1st, is actually the start of the new two-year budget cycle. There's been a lot that you have to digest, and I've been trying to digest it along with everybody else that has been tuned in with Pat and been looking at some of the press releases that have been put out as well. And just a couple of thoughts here. Number one, I do think there appears to be a lot that is positive about this budget deal in terms of investments, in terms of what we had heard that the Republicans had wanted to cut funding to the universities of Wisconsin system. But in fact, there's going to be an increase. I'm not going to start celebrating and having a parade because it's roughly a third to a quarter of the amount that the university's Board of Regents had requested of the state legislature. So while yes, it is, and I would call it a somewhat significant increase that is something to be very happy about, it does take special education funding for the Wisconsin public schools in the right direction. It has made a significant increase, moving up to 42% in year one, up to 45% in year two. It's been a very important issue discussed by education advocates, with many saying a significant investment would help alleviate some of the financial stress that schools have faced and ease districts' reliance on property taxes. So that was a positive as well. Child care funding, obviously, has been also one of the major issues that's been discussed. There has been, again, a deal. The child care counts program will be phased out. That is not good news, but the state will invest $110 million to support directly monthly payments and monthly per child investments to child care facilities for a bridge program. But that also means that this question is going to continue to be, I think, at the forefront of discussions in the next cycle and as we move into the future, because this is an issue that is not going away. But I wanted to mention the tax aspect. And obviously, with Republicans still with significant majorities in both the Senate and the State Assembly, that a deal would have to be made. It doesn't mean that you have to be happy with it. $1.3 billion in tax cuts. And again, all in all, considering what it could have been if there had been a Republican governor, it's not as bad as it could have been. But that doesn't mean it's very good. True. But it doesn't mean it's good, because basically a big part of the tax cut is going to affect 1.6 million Wisconsin taxpayers, part of a big grouping of within the brackets.
That's a lot of people.
But the average cut is $180. And when you look at more than $1 billion in tax cuts, $1.3 billion, yes, it's nice to say, oh, $180 average. That means those at the higher end of this tax cut bracket, they're going to get a bigger chunk. Those of us at the lower part of it will not see $180.
No.
And in the end, I truly believe, and again, this comes down to political philosophy, that this money would have gone a lot further. And that's what the point is of this surplus, and generally with budget priorities. What way will go the furthest in terms of aiding the average person in Wisconsin's life? And I don't think this average $180 tax cut, and maybe whatever it is, $90 for those at the lower end, maybe lower than that, or the massive amounts that will be further at the top of that bracket. Yes, a deal has to be made. And I don't, I do not hold it against the governor that all this money is going into tax cuts, because that's the priorities. That was the number one priority for Republicans. But it doesn't make it a good part of the budget.
No.
That's my point of view, because, you know, you'll spend that a couple of times filling up your gas tank or going to the store. I mean, you could
that's
do a
true.
Lot better by giving it to programs that help great amounts of people in the state of Wisconsin.
For me, I think $180 would be 2 weeks of groceries.
There you go. We're going to talk more about this as we continue here this morning. I know Pat's going to be talking more about it as well this morning. And we're glad you could be with us here on this Tuesday morning. Again, a beautiful start. It's one of those mornings here during the summer that, you know, when it's 20 below coming up in the winter, remember this kind of morning, because this is a great morning here in the middle of summer.
Makes you feel good.
Exactly. Ian and I will be back at 7:52, but back to Pat Kreitlow coming up after this information update on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
The time is 7:52. Currently, mostly sunny skies. In fact, sunny skies in downtown Wausau. 65 degrees at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes, WXCO Morning Report, during Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Quick note that coming up this evening, we have softball with the Wausau Post 10 American Legion team, the Patriots. Wausau Post 10 American Legion baseball. We bring you selected games here this summer on 98.9 WXCO. In fact, we will have games both today and tomorrow. Tonight, Post 10 will play host to Wittenberg Burnhamwood. We'll be on the air live from the Sunnyvale Softball Complex starting at 6:20 for the pregame show and 6:30 for the first pitch. And then tomorrow, Wausau Post 10 will take on Marathon. I will be heading to Marathon. Not a long road trip, but Post 10 against Marathon tomorrow starting at 6:20 as well. Right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. One more thing I wanted to mention about the budget deal that was announced this morning between Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in the state legislature, talked about the increased funding for things like special education and also child care and the universities of Wisconsin, which are good. It's good based on what some of the rumbles were from the GOP that the governor was able to get into the negotiating room and be able to get some positive reinforcement in terms of dollars and cents.
Absolutely.
For some of those important issues, and mentioned as well the $1.3 billion in tax cuts that will be part of the deal as well, which was obviously the number one priority for the Republicans. And in order to get a deal, you had to have some sort of significant tax cuts in this budget. The thing that I wanted to point out that basically concerns me as well with this tax cut, I mentioned in the last segment that I feel as though an average $180 tax cut was not as good of use of money than to invest it in different programs. I think that it's been shown that certain investment actually leads to a bigger get back for state and federal monies than just straight tax cuts. I think that that's been proven in the past in terms of the most effective use of some of this money. But the thing that also concerns me, that should we in the next couple of years have an economic downturn or issues with next state budget, maybe instead of having a major surplus, economic conditions change and we have a shortfall. The thing that concerns me and the thing that I'm fairly certain of that will not happen is when you get back to the table, the Republicans are not going to say, well, the first thing we should do to close this gap is to eliminate that tax cut.
No.
The first thing they're going to do is say, hey, we need to cut back on child care, or we have to cut back on K-12 funding, or we have to cut back on the universities of Wisconsin. Because the way that they work it, and you see this all the time, we've seen this in the discussion of the Donald Trump tax cut from back in his first term. During the last campaign, they were saying, whoa, if you don't re-elect Donald Trump, who will protect that tax cut, it'll be the biggest tax increase in the history of our country. Because if you go back to the original tax levels that you had maybe a couple of years ago, it's not where you go back to that level. It's a tax increase. Because after the tax cut, if you go back to the original levels of taxing, it's then all of a sudden this massive tax increase. So we have this constant cycle of Republicans cutting taxes and then never reevaluating whether or not it works or not. Mm-hmm. And then there'll be another that's, for argument's sake, say in 2026, that the state of Wisconsin elects a Republican as the governor. Well, you know what the number one priority will be in the next budget cycle in 2027.
Tax cuts.
Tax cuts. And even if there are economic issues, they're not going to say, well, you know, that tax cut of 2025 blew up a hole in the state budget, so maybe we should close that. No, they will close that budget hole with cuts to important programs. That's the thing that concerns me about this. But I don't have an argument that the governor has made a deal like this, because when you are facing a Republican majority in the state assembly and the state senate, you're going to have to give a little to get a little. I mean, that's the bottom line. That's negotiation. You're not always going to get everything you want.
But at least they're having a conversation.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, I mean, whenever there's a compromise, you're not going to be happy about what the ultimate comes out of it. One thing that I will note as well, though, during these discussions right now in Washington concerning the big, beautiful bill, I'm not as optimistic that we're going to get something that is, well, we got some bad stuff, but we're going to get some good stuff. No, I think this is going to be a lot of bad stuff, because unlike Wisconsin, where you have a Democratic governor at least holding the line to the worst impulses of the Republican state legislature, in Washington right now, you have a Republican president, a Republican House of Representatives, and a Republican Senate. And so it's basically an argument between Republicans on just how bad things are going to be, and that's not a great place to be right now.
No, it is not.
So I guess we can say that the aspect here in Wisconsin, at least we do have a budget deal, and that process will continue as we get into the new fiscal year. But you can still hold your breath a bit when it comes to what is going on in Washington, D.C., as the United States Senate is still debating some amendments to the what Donald Trump calls the big, beautiful bill.
So, I'm betting he's the one that came up with that name, because I can't imagine anybody else would call it that.
I think you're exactly right on that account. The time is 7:59. Hey, coming up, we have an information update. We'll get the latest on what's going on in Washington and around the world, plus state and local news, weather, sports, entertainment. And then coming up at 8:06, back to Pat Kreitlow. He'll be talking about the weather with Brittany Merlot, and he'll be talking to me as well. So it's my Tuesday morning visit with Pat Kreitlow coming up, and then Ian and myself will be back at 8:22. Beautiful start here in North Central Wisconsin. 65 degrees under sunny skies. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow and the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. Welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow and our WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also catch us on our WXCO page on YouTube at YouTube.com. Sunny skies, beautiful start here in North Central Wisconsin. Temperature stands at 66 degrees. A quick note that you can also, if you miss our parts of the program during the Pat Kreitlow, you can get our morning report in podcast form. Real simple. All you have to do is go to WXCO.fm, and you'll see on the front page, right under the weather on the right-hand side, you'll have our news roundup. Get a complete look at the WXCO news, and then also our WASA morning report. It's roughly about 30 minutes in length, and you can be able to listen to all four of our local segments in one sitting whenever is convenient for you. So again, go to WXCO.fm under latest news, WASA morning report with Chad Holmes, and you can listen in each and every weekday on our website. And also, if you go to Spotify or Apple Podcast and search WXCO News. So that's just a little information for you with Ian Welsh. And Ian, coming up here at the end of this segment, we'll give you the topic for today's number for the day quiz, which we'll have coming up at the end of the hour.
Get back on the winning track. I didn't get yesterday's right, which I'm ashamed of myself because it was Broadway. I should have been.
No, it was a hard one. That one. It was a hard one. No, they're not easy. Really, you make it look easy sometimes, but they're not always easy.
Hey, you see the mental muscles moving every time I'm thinking. It's like the gears are turning. The smoke is coming out of my ears.
Exactly right. But by the way, of course, this week is Independence Day week.
Yes, it
is. Coming up on Friday, it is Independence Day, number 249 here in the United States of America. Yeah. And I got to say, I like it when it lands on a Friday. Because
absolutely, going into a nice weekend.
And I'm using it to even extend my vacation. So it really works out because I'm going on vacation next week. So it's like, get a little extra time so I can actually take off Thursday night. And, you know, I'm getting out of Dodge, as they say. But we'll have more on that.
Always good to start a vacation early.
That is exactly right. But also, it means that on Friday, being Independence Day, there are some special events going on here in WASA and in Central Wisconsin. WASA. We'll have 4th of July fireworks from 6 to 10 p.m. At the downtown WASA Airport. The free event will include live entertainment, food vendors, and a full beverage tent. The fireworks show will start at dusk. So, again, if you're looking for a big 4th of July celebration in WASA, go to the downtown WASA Airport at 725 Woods Place in WASA. And, again, it is free, and you always like to hear that as well.
Absolutely, especially on the 4th of July.
Spend all that money instead on the food and the drinks and all the other good stuff.
That's true.
In fact, I mean, it kind of gets you thinking because obviously coming up at the end of the month or early August, somewhere in that general area, they always have the Wisconsin Valley Fair as well. So that's coming up pretty
that's
soon.
Right.
Not too far away. Also, in Mosinee, there's a 4th of July festival. The Moissonee 4th of July Festival will be at a big day. It starts at 3 p.m. on Friday. Goes from 3 p.m. until 11 p.m. at River Park on Main Street in Moissonee. The free festival, again free, includes a horseshoe and cornhole tournament, a family fishing tournament, live music, food trucks and vendors, a petting zoo, bouncy houses, and more. And there'll also be a parade that begins at 6 p.m.
Nice.
You ever toss horseshoes?
I think a few times I have. I'm not very good at it, but
it's not easy. I tell you, those folks that are really good at it. It's
for
like
me, the main goal is just trying not to hit anybody else.
You are a cornhole fan?
Oh, yeah. Cornhole is a lot of fun. Played it a couple times with the family. Sometimes it's some big summer holiday events, but it's not easy, but it's definitely fun.
Merrill will host fireworks at the Mark, Merrill Area Recreation Center, on July the 5th. Not sure why they're doing it on the 5th. Maybe they want to be different, but that'll be on Saturday.
Change it up a little bit.
Yep, so that'll be at the Mark in Merrill. Food trucks will be set up at the event, and fireworks will be at dusk. Also, Athens, the Athens Lions Club, will host its 4th of July celebration. It'll actually start on Thursday, July 3rd, and go on into July 4th as well at Memorial Park in Athens. Festivities include a beer area, live music from Hyde, a giant Jenga tournament on Thursday. Fireworks will be lit behind River Country Feed Mill at dusk on Thursday as well. Attractions will also have a beanbag tournament and a chainsaw competition on July 4th. So bouncy house, barrel train ride, and face painting as well. So
sounds like a lot of excitement.
Yeah, they're going all out in Athens. So again, I mean, there's things going on basically starting Thursday in Athens, and then Friday in all the locations, and Saturday in Merrill as well. So a lot of good stuff going on this weekend, and time to let all the drama of politics go to the side for a few days.
Just enjoy the summer holiday. The 4th of July is the time we should be coming together.
Yes, and enjoy the summertime and just loosen up a little bit, and that should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
All right, so coming up in our last segment, we'll have our number for the day quiz. This guy can be a little bit of a different kind of number.
I'm okay with different.
TV spoilers.
Ooh.
You know, people don't want to have spoilers. You know, they say spoiler alert.
One of the reasons I got off of Facebook is I wanted to avoid that.
Well, we're going to give you a number based on TV spoilers.
Interesting.
And movie spoilers, whatever it may be. Spoilers will be the topic.
Okay.
Coming up, Dan Schaefer will join Pat Kreitlow, and we'll be back at 8:52. Again, beautiful start. 66 degrees under sunny skies here in downtown Wausau. With Ian, I'm Chad on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning once again, everyone. The time is 8:53, 68 degrees under sunny skies in downtown Wausau. Live from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, I'm Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. And quick reminder again, later on, I'm going to be outside enjoying this great weather. We have softball with Wausau Post 10. The Wausau Post 10 American Legion softball team will take on Winterberg Burnerwood from Sunnyvale Softball Complex. Coming up with the pregame at 6:20 and the first pitch at 6:30. Again, that's live tonight right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, don't forget, we will also have Post 10 softball tomorrow night against Marathon, starting at 6:20 as well. This is It's corruption, but it's also hilarious. I don't know how to put it together any better than this, but yesterday I saw this social media posting. Somebody had shared it from Donald Trump's social media. And get excited here, because if you're looking for a great birthday gift for somebody, or even looking ahead towards Christmas, this could be the item.
Oh, gosh.
Trump fragrances are here. Yep.
Well, somebody has a lot of free time on their hands.
They're called Victory 45-47. And according to Donald J. Trump, they're called Victory 45-47 because they're all about winning, strength, and success. For men and women, doesn't matter. You can get a dose of Trump, even if you're a man or a woman. Just, you know, smell like Donald. Get yourself a bottle, Donald says.
Oh, boy.
And don't forget to get one for your loved ones, too. Enjoy, have fun, and keep winning.
The scent of victory.
I would
wonder
say
what that smells like.
I would tell you. It's like if I was on a date and my date was wearing Trump Victory 45-47, I would.
Are you wearing Victory by Trump?
I would say to her, it's like, smells like fascism. But I mean, it's like, and the bottle is a gold Donald Trump.
Oh, gosh.
It is just so silly.
It is silly.
And these people are going to buy it. And the price I saw, it was well over $100. I'm thinking, you just know they did not research and said, boy, we're going to study this. We're going to make sure it's the best smelling stuff that you've ever had. It's going to make you so popular with the opposite sex or whoever it may be. No, they just put a bunch of garbage in a bottle and put a big price tag on it and say, Trump people, here's your fragrance. I mean, just so hilarious.
It is ridiculous.
But the whole thing about it is people who work for the government say that it's a serious ethical violation if they use the office internet connection for personal reasons.
Okay.
But I mean, it's like this guy is it's all about the grift. It's all about trying to just make money off his office. I mean, can you, again, I it's so ridiculous to say this, but could you imagine if, say, Barack Obama or Joe Biden had done the same thing? Fox News would be losing their collective minds. You know, right-wing media. I mean, it would just be...
It's sad, but true.
But it's also so funny. I mean, who the heck would think, I'm going out on a date, I want to impress my partner tonight. I'm going to smell like Donald Trump. I mean, give me a break. Oh, too funny. Man. Next time you have a friend or family member celebrating a birthday, you know the gift. Get them some Trump fragrance.
I'll put that on my Christmas list.
There you go. I'll put that in your stocking coming up in December.
Oh, gosh.
Let's move on. Let's go on to our number for the day quiz, because we always wrap it up with a little bit of a interesting topic or a number. And we make it fun by giving Ian an opportunity to guess at what the number for the day is. We give him three choices based on a certain topic. Based on the math, 1 out of 3, just by guessing, 33%. So anything above 33% would be a passing grade.
Mm-hmm.
If he gets more right than wrong for the week, it would be a winning week. If you get 4 out of 5, that's an A grade. And if you get all 5, then it's a celebration for a perfect week. There you go. Heck, you know, if you get a perfect week, I might have to buy you some Trump fragrance.
Oh, jeez.
No, I would not do that to you, and I'm not spending that kind of money for Donald Trump to pocket it. But
spoilers.
Spoilers, yep. Because spoilers used to be easy back in my day, in the old days. Everybody, basically, you'd watch it, big show, and then discuss it with your friends, because back in the day, everybody watching at the same time. They didn't record it. They didn't go back and watch it on demand.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. But now people wait. You know, they have other things going on. They'll put it on their demand and then have to watch it later. So
that's
people
right.
Say, no, we can't have spoilers. Well, there's an article on Vulture.com that asked, how long is the appropriate length of time to wait before publicly shouting out key details of a show or a movie?
Okay.
All right. So what is the appropriate amount of time before releasing spoilers? Okay. Your choices are 3 days, 5 days, 7 days.
And this is now or back in the day?
This is now. This is now.
3, 5, or 7 days. You know, I'm going to say, just taking a guess here, I'm going to say 7 days. I feel like a week is the appropriate amount of time to wait before you announce spoilers. I'm going to say 7 days.
Vulture.com says that 3 days or longer is an appropriate time to wait before publicly shouting out key details of a show or a movie. So
personally, I would wait a week.
I know. So yeah, that's what they say. And that's obviously not the, but that's just one. That's one option. But all right, 0-for-2. You got some work to do.
Yes, I do.
We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Tuesday.
You too, Jed. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
We'll see you tomorrow here on WXEO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.